A year ago, we shared the story of New Orleans resident Brenda Morris. In the days immediately following Hurricane Katrina, she struggled to care for her four children, ill brother and mother. She eventually had to evacuate. 6 months ago, Morris was back home but learned her brother had died soon after the hurricane. Today, she's still trying to recover from the storm. Recently, NPR's Farai Today caught up with Brenda at her home in New Orleans.
So, Brenda, you're looking well.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
When we talked to you 6 months ago, your brother had passed. How's your mother doing?
Well, she had a leg amputated, like 3 months ago. So she's not doing good. She has semi-Alzheimer's. Doesn't want to come back to New Orleans because she doesn't have a home anymore. And basically, she's just laying around and going to dialysis. I try to tell her over the phone, you know, get up, get your wheelchair, and push it with that one leg. Give it some strength. Don't give the bed all your strength. You know, get up and motivate yourself. I haven't seen my mother since I left in October.
I see you crying right now. Mm-hmm. It must just tear you up after all that you did to hold this family together to see things tearing apart.
Yeah, because what hurt me so bad, this was for Mother's Day. I called my mother, and she was telling me she couldn't talk to me. And I was like, why? I mean, all I ask is for a conversation. I can't see you. And I'm like, so you can't talk to me anymore? And she was like, I can't talk to you right now. It's hard. It's really hard. So I just pray every day. Things will get better, you know, one day. Hopefully.
I'm sorry.
I am too.
Last time we talked to you, you were looking for a job. Are you still looking?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I'm trying to wait till my kids are back in school because I don't want to have to take off and run here and run there, get shots done, looking for certain records and stuff. Like I said, my house was vandalized, so I didn't have a lot of their records because they just came through and just tore stuff up, stole a lot of stuff. So I had to go get new shot records, new birth certificates and stuff like that, and social security cards and stuff because you can't enroll in school without them.
What's the school situation like now?
It's up and down crazy situation because we have a lot of charter schools now, and we didn't have them before. But and then a lot of the old schools changed names. Then a lot of the kids are coming more uptown than downtown because the Ninth Ward area and Gentilly area, a lot of those schools are just shut down because of the recovery. It's like they had so much mold and so much flood water. So you can't really just jump on them and get up and people up in there cleaning them up so fast, you know, and school is opening now. It's already open. So I did find a nice school for my daughter when I first came home, and she loving it. So my son, he'll be going to a new school September the 7th. So I'm happy about that. Once I got them all settled, then my son started college. So thank God for that one, you know. I think I'm blessed for the moment.
What's your son going to study?
Criminal justice. Yeah, he's always talked about that ever since he was young. Even when he was in, like, grade school, he always, you know, talked about criminal justice. And I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll see. You know, once you grow up, it'll be something different. But, yeah, that's what he's going for.
Well, that's a perfect segue to crime. Mm-hmm. How's crime been in the city?
Crazy. I mean, you have two or three murders a night. So it's like basically you just have to watch where you're going these days. And you don't know because a lot of people are in so much anger because they feel Katrina, you know, took everything away from them. So I don't have nothing else. I don't have nothing to lose. But I just feel, don't feel like that. You know, that's to open up your eyes to move on to make you a stronger person. You know, it's to open up your eyes and see something. But you're not trying to see it. You're just hating because you lost everything, and it shouldn't be like that.
How do you think your city's going to pull itself up with the crime issues, with people still struggling to find jobs, all the situations that you face here in New Orleans?
You know what? I really don't know because I said if we have another hurricane and they do a mandatory evacuation, I am not coming back because I feel I don't want to keep going back and forth. I want to be somewhere where I can be stable and happy. But if you have to keep leaving and coming, no, I'm not having it.
So you're a fighter. You've been fighting for your family. You fought for them through the storm, after the storm, today. What do you want to see happen, you know, for your family and for the city, for your future?
Oh, I want to see great things happen. I want everybody to be where they always wanted to be, you know, whether it's in school or in a job or, you know, in another city, if that's what you want. I mean, just do what you need to do for yourself. Just get up and do it. But it's just to be together, you know, and that's all I really wanted. Even for the hurricane, we went through the hurricane, I didn't care about anything. As long as I knew where my family was, I was fine. I have a granddaughter live across the river.
So you got a new grandchild,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I have two granddaughters now. One is two and the other one is what? She's 2 weeks. So that is a blessing, you know. I know what my kids are.
Well, Brenda, we wish you all the best as you continue to hold it down in New Orleans.
I'm going to try. Thank you so much.
That was NPR's Farai Tadeo with New Orleans resident Brenda Morris. You can see where Katrina survivors landed and how they are faring today on our website at npr.org.